taking me to new heights. This was an idea that was submitted by a patron, and it received the most votes. I was so excited about this one because I was thinking that I was going to have the most fun ever with these sound effects. I knew that they would present a challenge for sure. And I was kind of like, okay, when people are voting, I wonder if they ever think about the sound effects and what needs to go into it, because this one would be a challenge, a roller coaster ride. But I was excited because I'm always up for a challenge when it comes to sound effects. That's where I have the most fun, when it's challenging. And this was a challenge, more of a challenge than I expected, actually. It was hard to find the sound effects. And, well, I guess it was hard to find the exact sound effects that I wanted. This isn't exactly what I had in mind, but it's good. It still works. I'm very, very picky, and I get these pictures in my head of exactly what I want things to sound like. I always have it in my head. And so I just keep searching for what's in my head, and I hope that it exists. And if it doesn't exist, then I just try to create it myself. But this one, woo! I couldn't get it exactly to match what was in my head, but I'm very satisfied with it, and I hope that you are as well. I spent a lot of time looking for the sound effects, and I was so excited about finding them. From the moment that this was suggested, I got excited, and I started having ideas right away about sound effects. And that's what happens when I'm really excited about something. I immediately just get ideas for sound effects, like with Bubbles the Clown. When I first read that script, sound effects were coming to me as I was reading it back in August. And that's when I'm like, okay, gotta do it, gotta do it. So with this idea, I was really happy that it won, because I'm like, this is gonna be so challenging and fun. And it was more challenging than I thought. Okay, so this is me in this audio. This is totally me. I've been on a roller coaster before though. And oh God, I hate them. I hate them so much. So I went on one roller coaster. I've only done it once in my life, and it was when I was a kid. And it was terrifying. So I felt like I was gonna fly out of the roller coaster, and I was holding on to the bar for dear life, and like my butt was out of the seat, and I was basically like flying out of the roller coaster. I mean, I don't think I would really fly out because, yeah, that's not really what happens on roller coasters, but it didn't matter. It felt like I was going to die. So I have never been able to go on one again. And I really don't like rides to begin with because they make me feel really sick. I get motion sickness very, very easily, more easily than anyone I've ever met. I can spin around once and then I'm really dizzy and I fall over. So I think it's the fluid in my ears. It's always been like super fucked up my whole life. So that's fun. Anyway, this month was supposed to go to an amusement park that had a haunted house. Like, this was going to happen. And the people I was going to go with, I knew would be going on roller coasters. So when I was making this audio, I was just like, this is going to be my life. I always sit down on that bench when they go on roller coasters. And I do sit on the bench, I do. With everybody's stuff. So when I was making the audio, I could picture it perfectly in my head because I've done this like 100 times. Because really, it is about me. I'm a total wuss. Although I like the ending where it turns out that he's afraid of haunted houses. And he just helped her through the roller coaster, and she's like, I'll help you with the haunted house. Okay. These two were total strangers at the beginning of this audio, and I love this little relationship that has formed, and it happened so quickly. I really think that these two are gonna make it. It's just so romantic. Okay, I might not have said that if they had not already kissed and gotten intimate in some way. But the roller coaster kind of forced it. It microwaved the relationship. I've said that before, microwaved a relationship. I believe I brought it up in the very first audio that I ever made in the commentary. And I love microwaving relationships. Because if you're creating an audio, you only have this limited amount of time to bring two people together, especially if they're strangers or if it's enemies to lovers. Then yeah, you only have this very limited amount of time to make people like... It reminds me of when, like, you play with Barbies or something when you're younger, or action figures or whatever, and you go like, okay, go like this, and you try to make them, like, have sex or kiss or something. It's like that. Anyway, this one, I could definitely relate to, and I'm kind of surprised that he got her to go on the roller coaster, but, you know, now she would have someone to go with to the haunted house. So, yeah, it works, it works. Me, I'm a lot harder to convince, maybe. Although, I don't know, I think with the right motivation, you can get me to do almost anything. Don't take advantage of that.